和大家分享，说我们不要糊里糊涂过一生。
I think last time I mentioned to you, we do not want to live our life, foolishly.
我们要做一个聪明的人，
We want to be wise.
不要以为我们犯罪，谁不知道？
Don't think God did not know what we do when we commit sin.
神是在查人心的神，就是我们想的，脑子里面想的是罪，谁都不会放过我们。
God knows every beat in our heart, even whatever you ask, tiny idea in your mind, God knows it.
所以这个礼拜和大家分享一个题目，不要做鱼丸人。
So today I want to share with you, don't be a fool.
给局外人，你的事情犯错什么？
Fool.
不，
Yeah.
什么是一个父？什么是父？
Yeah, what is a fool?
傻子，我们中国人说是傻子，傻瓜，
In Chinese,
狗脑不管用的。
傻瓜，就 dumb people, dumb guy.
我们过一生，不要过个傻瓜的生活。
Don't live a life as a dumbo.
我们过一个聪明人的生活。
Yeah, we want to be wise.
但是我大家第一个反应就是说，我不会做一个傻瓜的。
Yeah, I mean, I guess many of you reaction, no, I'm not a 傻
呀。
瓜. I won't be a
但是我不
fool.
知不觉就变成个傻瓜了。
But we may unconsciously turn into a fool.
以前这个圣经人路加福音记载一个事情说，有一个这个农夫，有一个农夫，他很有钱。
So in the Bible, we have a story. There used to be a farmer who is very rich.
但他心里边还是没有平安，所以他就盖了更多的仓库。
But he does not have peace within his heart. So that's why he
啊，每一个
cover
仓，
make more warehouses. He built many more warehouses.
啊，每一个仓库里边都装满了粮食。
It's full of grains in every one of them.
他告诉他的灵魂说：“灵魂啊，你现在可以安详了，安息了，可以享受。
He told himself, he told his soul, so now you can feel comfortable, now you can be restful.
”你一生你都吃不完呐、
Because in the whole life, you cannot even fit eating all of the grains.
啊！但谁？给他讲，傻瓜，今天晚上我要你的灵魂，你的这粮食留给谁呀？
But God told him, "Fool, if I take your life tonight, what is this grain? What's the use of the grain? For whom?"
那个地方讲过一次傻瓜。
Yeah, in that story, talk about fools.
另外一个地方也还讲有，也出现一次傻瓜，
There's another place I talk about fool.
在什么地方呢？是在约伯记，
In the book of Job.
请大家翻到约伯记，你的圣经，你知道约伯在哪里吗？
Yeah, open your Bible, turn to Job.
他是在诗篇的。前面，
You know where it is? It's a book. Prior to Psalms.
所以你找到诗篇，翻开，翻到诗篇的第一篇，前面就是约伯，
Yeah, I hope you already found it.
约伯记第二章。
Chapter 2.
约伯记第二章。第九节、第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
这个地方就讲到约伯是一个很有钱的人。
Yeah, in this book, we know that Job is a man of great wealth.
他也是一个非常虔诚、敬畏神的人。
He's also a man who really loves God, worships God.
但是神许可一些的灾难临到他。
But God agreed that calamity fell on him.
魔鬼利用很多的灾难去迫害约伯。
Satan poured many calamities on Job's family.
约伯在一天之中把所有的东西全部丢掉了，他变成一个一无所有的人。
God lost everything in one day. He became penniless.
所以，不单单是一无所有，并且身上还长着疮啊。
It's not only that, he's full for 疮 what is that?
很显然，这个疮
sores, yeah, sores all around his body, yeah.
很显然，这个疮是又疼又痒的。
It's of course, it's kind of hurting and itching all around his body.
所以这个第八节里头说，约伯就坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮身体。
So in verse 8, we can say, Rob sitting in the ash, use a 瓦片 to scrape his body.
有时候你
Yeah,
痒了，你拿东西把它刮一刮，这样子，它又疼又痒啊。
Yeah, because it's itching and it's hurting.
哎呀，这个是求死不能，求生不得这样。Yeah.
That's in the Chinese, we have an idiom, 求生不能，求死不得, which means he wants to live, but he still suffers. He wants to die, he cannot die.
这非常的痛苦。
He suffered greatly.
在这个时候，他有没有犯罪得罪神呢？有没有埋怨神呢？
Did he sin against God at this moment? Did he complain to God?
他没有。
No, he didn't.
他没有犯罪得罪神。
He didn't commit sin even at this moment.
没有抱怨说神啊，你为什么要叫这伤害这些坏蛋临到我？
And he didn't complain, God, why did all these disasters fall on me?
他都不说得罪神的话。
He didn't say any words that is offensive to God.
结果他太太在旁边看着不顺眼了，不喜欢了，不舒服。
But his wife was so unhappy, and when he saw the job was like that, he was very unhappy.
所以在第九节，他太太还说了一句话了。
And verse 9, his wife said something.
第九节、第十节，他太太说什么？他说，他的妻子对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃绝神，死了吧。”
His wife said to him, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die."
哎呀，这个太太心里边气得不得了啊，所以骂他先生啊。
So his wife was so angry, so that's why he was very unhappy with Job.
我在这地方问问在座的这个先生弟兄们，你有已经结婚了有太太的， 你太太有没有告诉你，叫骂你啊？你去死吧！有
那
啊，有人点头，有人厉害，有人摇头啊。太太气绝，气死了，啊，你赶紧去死了！是，你还在对你的神还这样子，哎呦，太太说很严厉的话，我在座的太太们有没有这样对你丈夫讲过话？
Yeah, Pastor Wu is asking the brothers here,
气
did
得不得
your
了。
wife ever be so harsh to you for whatever reason? Ask you, go die!
气得不得了，说你死了吧你！但是时节讲了一句话，乐伯却对他说：“你说话像愚顽的妇人一样，哎，难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？在这一切的事上，乐伯并不一口犯罪。”
Verse 10, Job replied his wife, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" In all this, Job did not sin in what he said.
所以，我们看一看乐伯的太太，她到底是一个什么人呢？
Let's see what kind of woman Job's wife is.
她是个很有福的人，是一个有钱的太太了。
Yeah, of course, he was a very blessed woman. He was so rich.
谁赐福给她？她的先生是一个很有钱的了。可以说当地的首富了。
Yeah, he got such a wealthy husband, maybe number one, maybe in the region.
谁赐福给他，生了10个孩子，
God blessed them with 10 children,
7个儿子，3个女儿。
7 sons and 3 daughters.
但是谁在短短的时间里头，叫他的孩子都死掉了？
But God permitted that all their children died within one day.
所以，你可以想象到，他对神的态度，说不是神的话，我今天就是了不起了，无忧无虑，这样子过一个丰富的生活。
I guess you can imagine and you can understand how mad she was because God, all this is from God. That's, yeah.
都是因为神的关系。
All
都是
because
因
of
为乐伯
God.
的关系啊，
All because of you, Job.
所以叫我今天变成这个样子啊。
And let me become like this.
乐伯怎么对他说？
What Job told him. What you told her, yeah.
第十节，乐伯却对他说：“你说话像愚顽的妇人一样。”
But Job told her, "You are talking like a foolish woman."
好像一个女傻子，大的，好像一个傻子，女的傻子。
Oh, you're like a woman dumbo.
乐伯骂他了，
Yeah, Job was scolding her.
但是这个乐伯胆子也很大，他敢骂他太太。
You was brave, you know. I don't know how many brothers are so brave to blame your wife.
有很多人不敢骂他太太了。
Yeah, many husbands don't have the guts to be mad at his wife.
你是不是觉得这个太太真是凶得不得了啊？
Do you think this
竟然这个人竟然敢骂我！
So I mean, some wives are really, they cannot take it, yeah.
啊，很多人会立刻责备这个太太。
Yeah, many people they will blame their wife
但
because.
我们也必须要 太苛责这个太太了。
Yeah, we should not be too rash to wives and yeah.
很多的时候，我们也是一样。
Because
和这犯的同样的错。
Many times we are just like, yeah, them.
Yeah. 所以他这个乐伯说，你说你要弃绝神，这是一个很傻瓜的话了。
So Job said, any excuse to reject God is foolish.
我们可以弃绝神吗？
Can we reject God?
照着能力来说，我们可以弃绝神，因为照着我们的能力，
by our
我们可以弃绝
capability,
神。
yeah, we can.
Yeah, 但是照着理，我们不可以弃绝神。
Yeah, but by the way, we should not. We are not able to.
因为神是我们的恩典之神。
Because God is grace.
Yeah. 在历代历代志上二十八章那个地方也告诉我们说，不可以弃绝神。
In Deuteronomy chapter 28, it tells us we should never forsake God.
历代志说，你们如果可以找到的话，你看一看历代志上二十八章。
Can you turn your Bible to First Corinthians? Can you turn your Bible to Chronicles chapter 1? It's First Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上二十八章第九节，这就怎么讲啊？
Chapter 28, verse 9.
他说：“我儿所罗门，那你当认识耶和华你父的神，诚心乐意的侍奉他，因为他鉴察众人的心，知道一切心思意念。你若寻求他，他必使你寻见；你若离弃他，他必永远离弃你。”
Yeah. So, and you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever.
我是不可以弃绝神的。
So we shall never forsake God.
Yeah, 在新约的希伯来书第六章，那地方也是警告我们。
In the New Testament, in the book of Hebrew, chapter 6.
第六章4到15节。
We have a number of passages from verse 4 to 15.
这个地方将告诉我们说，绝对不可以弃绝神。
And it warns us we should never forsake God.
你们回去以后可以仔细的去读一读。
Yeah, so I encourage you to read this for your verses carefully after you go home.
所以，如果一个不信耶稣的人，不是神儿女的人。
So for someone who does not believe in Jesus, who is not Jesus' children,
他没有离弃神，但神已经离弃他，因为他已经死在罪中。
They did not forsake God, but God already rejected them. They're doomed.
如果你是神的儿女，你不可以离弃神。
But if you are God's children, you should never forsake God.
所以， 在这个困难和绝望的时候，尤其是在我们没有无路可走的时候，更不可以离弃神。
Yeah. In the time of difficulty and hardship, or in the time of when we feel we have no way to go, at that moment, we should be more, even more careful. Yeah, we should never have even have the thought to forsake God.
更需要思想神的恩典和他的怜悯。
We should think more about God's grace and God's love.
我们离弃神，就是一个非常不智慧的一个件事情。
So to forsake God is a very, very foolish choice.
所以我们以为。谁对我好，我就对谁好；谁对我不好，我就不管他了。
We don't have that thought, oh, if God treat me well, I would love God. But if bad things happen to me, I don't like God.
但这是我们不明白我们所信的神。
This is because we don't really know, we don't really understand the God we trust.
我们的越有困难的时候，越有需要帮助的时候，我们要多多的思念神。
Yeah, even we need to think about more, pray more to God when we are in difficulties and in hardships.
魔鬼用各样的方法叫我们对神质疑。
The devil uses various tricks to make us doubt God.
他叫我们忘记神的恩典。
The purpose of the devil is for us to forget about God's grace.
但是约伯，在约伯记19:25，那地方告诉我们说，我们的救赎主，他说他的救赎主仍然活着。
But Job, even in such a situation, in Job chapter 19, verse 25, Job said, I know my Redeemer lives.
所以，你当你看到这个，在约伯记19:25，他讲这么一句，约伯讲了一句话，
So in Job 19:25, Job said,
他说：“我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。”
I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth.
所以，他不用他的嘴，不用他的心去犯罪得罪神。
So that's why he would never commit sin with his lips or with his heart.
很多人不明白神的时候，当有一点点的困难，立刻想到神不爱他，神丢弃他了。
Yeah, he is not like someone. When they have some difficulties, he will think, oh, God did not love me anymore. God has forsaken me.
当你明白神的、我们的神的时候，你才发现刚好相反。
When you really know our God, you will know it's on the contrary.
是神特别爱我们，所以叫那些灾祸、灾难、困难临到我们。
These calamities, this hardship, difficulty actually is God's blessing to us because He loves us.
你说什么神是这样子的神呢？你会怀疑神怎么是这样子一个神呢？
So you may ask, what? How God be such a God?
让这样子的坏事临到我，
Maybe this bad things happen to me. How can that be? How can that be?
也许现在你还没有 得的有什么坏的事情临到你，但是前面的道路我们都不知道。
Maybe bad things has not happened to you yet, but you never know your life, your road in front of you, what may happen.
你不要说坏事不会临到我。
Yeah, you may say, oh, bad things will never happen to me.
但是真的坏事不会临到你。
Yeah, maybe really happens will not fall on you.
但是人常常把神的好意当成坏意。
But the people often treat God's goodwill as bad.
我们很多的时候，为我们的这个工作担心啊，
Many times we worry about our job.
很多人被辞掉了，没有工作了。
Some people get fired or get laid off.
很多时候，我们为我们的健康
Many
担
times
心。
we are concerned about our health.
结果真的离到我们有很多的事情，
Then when those things really happen to us,
甚至跑到医院去住了院了，
even have to go to the hospital, stay in hospital,
吃药了，
take medication.
怎么会变成这样子呢？
Why this would happen to me like this?
有的时候，我们家庭有困难，
Sometimes we have some challenges at home.
太太叫你去死啊！
And the wife tell you to go die.
怎么会这样子啊？
Why? How can this happen?
有的时候，在家里边，孩子就变成个困难。
Sometimes your children challenge you.
有时候想不到他的邻居。然后他不，对不起啊，他邻居，
Yeah,
有的
sometimes have conflict with the neighbors.
啊，在学校的好朋友，然后和他吵架了。
Or has a fight with a good friend.
哎呀，各式各样的困难，
Different kind of difficulties.
你说这些我都没有。
No, all this I don't have.
这是美国大选，你选的谁呀？
In this past election, who you elect, who you voted?
很多人说我选的 Trump。
Some people said, I voted for Trump.
好了，这下我们国家有救了。
Now our nation is saved because of Trump.
你不要想啊。
Don't have too high a hope.
什么时候？明天是不是第三次世界大战呢？我们都不知道。
We never know whether tomorrow there will be a third world war. You never know.
没有国家承认他要打仗。
No country, no nation would say, "Oh, I will invade. I will start a war."
但在私下里头，没有一个国家他可以。有钱的话，他不准备去打仗了。
But privately, every nation. When he has a mean, he would prepare for a war.
你想中国，他不想打仗吧？不想打仗，但是打得更快。
Yeah, so many times people that don't want a war, but ends up the war comes even sooner.
苏联会不会打啊？
Yeah.
苏联会不会打啊？
Yeah, maybe there will be. Would there be a war in Soviet Union?
将来乌
In
克
Russia?
兰变成什么样子？
I don't know what would become.
以色列，他想打吗？他不想打，但是别人打他。
Do you think Israel really like wars? Of course, he doesn't. But war started.
圣经告诉我们说，末日的时候，民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
Yeah, but the Bible told us at the end, nation will be against nation, and the people will be against people.
你不要以为这个 Trump 可以把美国救回来，可能把美国推下去了，也不知道。
We don't know whether Trump really will save America, maybe or pull America further away to the bad direction. We don't know.
不过，比主党更糟糕。
But the Democratic Party is even worse.
前面的道路我不知道。
Yeah, we don't really know what's in front of us.
但是有一件事情我们可以确定。
But one thing is for sure.
如果不是神的许可，没有一样事情可以临到我们。
If it's not what God permits, nothing will fall onto us.
当事情临到我们的时候，你不要问神为什么。
So when something bad things happen to us,
don't
complain to God.
你要问神。你要我做什么?
But ask God, God, what do you want me to learn from this?
神啊,你要我学什么功课?
Yeah, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to learn from this?
因为神让我经过各样的困难。
Because God led us to go through different hardships.
我们的信心在各样的情形之下得到坚固。
Our faith can be strengthened through these challenges.
就是因为有困难，你告诉神说：“我不要你了。”
Because of these challenges, you don't want God. You tell God, "Oh, I don't want you anymore."
你就是个傻瓜。
Then you are a fool.
不要做傻瓜。
Don't be a fool.
神爱我们，让我们经过不同的情形，但是不要忘记，我们经过死荫的幽谷，神与我们同在。
God loves us. God let us go through different challenges, but don't forget, even we pass through the shadow of the death, God is with us.
所以我在这个大选之后，我看到有好多人心里面非常的高兴，说这下好了，川普当选了。
Yeah, after the election, I can see I see many people there so delighted. Say, oh, now we have a savior. Now everything will be fine.
他不知道我们在末世的时候，这一切都会发生了。
Yeah, he does not know it's at the end of the world. Bad things will happen.
瘟疫、饥荒、战争都是要发生在我们的身上。
Famine, wars, it will happen.
所以我不需要很惊慌、很惊讶，为什么会这样子？
So when this thing happens, don't be surprised.
神已经告诉我们了。
Because God already told us.
神把拣选的能力赐给我们。
God give us ability to make a choice.
让我们选善，丢弃恶。
And let us to choose good and give away evil.
让我们选择他的旨意，而不是世人的旨意。
To choose his will, not the will of the world.
在困难的时候，你不要忘记我们的神与我们同在。
So never forget God is with us whenever we are in hardship.
他会拉着我们的手，走完我们人生的道路。
He will carry us. He will hold our hands to walk through our life.
这一天要来，但是你不要害怕。
That day of challenge will come, but don't be afraid.
不要因为神的美意而弃绝他。
Don't miss on God's goodwill and forsake Him.
我们要认清楚，这是神的美意。
We need to know that is God's goodwill.
我常常要数算神的恩典。
We need always count God's graces, God's blessings.
诗篇、圣经里面，他告诉我们说，我们要尝尝主恩的滋味，然后数算主的恩典。
Yeah, in Psalms, it tells us we want to taste God's blessing and we need to count God's blessing.
不管你的路、人生的道路还有多长。
No matter how long is your journey of your life, remaining journey of your life,
也许很短，也许还有很多年，很长。
maybe it's quite short, or maybe there's many years to come.
绝对不是一个平坦的道路。
But one thing is for sure, it's not an even road.
怎么办？
So, how to handle it? How to deal with it?
怎么办？第一件事情。要记得，不要做个愚顽人。
First thing, always remind you, I don't want to be a fool.
你要紧紧的抓住神，
Always grab God's hand.
知道神的旨意，在你身上的旨意。
Know God's will on you.
哎呀，实在太重要了。
Yeah, it's so important.
约伯的太太叫他做，叫他离开神。
Job's wife wants Job to give away to forsake God.
约伯说：“你这样子说，离开神就是个愚顽的人。
And Job told his wife, "You are really a foolish woman."
”我们千万不要做愚顽人。
we don't want to be a foolish woman, foolish man.
这一切都是神为我们预备的恩典。
Yeah, all is permitted by God. It's a grace from God.
让我们经过死荫的幽谷，但是尝到神的恩典。
Even after we go through, even go going through the valley of the death, we can still taste God's grace.
神要在敌人面前为我们摆设宴席，
God would set a big banquet in front of our enemies.
所以有一天我们要和神永远同在。
One day we'll be with God for eternity.
如果我们可以在这许多的患难里头站立得稳。
Yeah, if we can stand in spite of all the calamities or disasters.
不要忘记，我们是神的儿女。
Don't forget, we are God's children.
我们有神的恩典、神的救恩在我们身上。
God's grace, God's salvation is with us.
魔鬼不能拿我们怎么样。
The devil, Satan, they cannot do anything.
罪恶不能胜过我们。
And the sin, they cannot triumph over us.
死亡已经被我们踩在脚下，
Death is already triumphed,
我们
stomped
重生
on our
了，我
feet.
们得救了，
And we are saved.
我们有一天要见主的面。
One day we are going to see our Lord.
如果你还没有相信耶稣在我们中间，哪一位你还没有相信耶稣，今天就是你的好日子啊。
If among you, if you haven't really believed in Lord yet, today is your good day.
谁在寻找你啊？
God seek you.
你愿意找到谁吗？
Do you want God?
没有一个人说我一生都是平坦大道。
No one really is able to say, "Oh, all my life is smooth."
我们一定会遇到一些的困难。
We are bound. We definitely we are going to meet challenges.
哎，你必须要知道，这是神为我预备的福气。
You really need to understand this is really blessing from God.
让我们能够尝到他恩典的味道。
So we can know him better. So we can enjoy his grace better.
我来教会的路上，经过一个黑人的教会。
I'm here to this church. I pass by a church for African Americans.
大门口挂一个大牌子，说不要看你的困难，要数算你的恩典。
Yeah, there's a big banner in front of a church that says, "Don't be attracted by your hardships, but count graces, count blessings from God."
当你数算主的恩典的时候，你会惊讶这么多的恩典。
When you really count it, you will say, "Wow, you will be surprised at so many blessings from God."
没有一样事情不经过神的许可会临到我。
Nothing bad will fall on us without God's permission.
你如果是神的儿女，谁会把一个坏的东西给你吗？
If you are God's children, how God give bad things to you?
不会的。
No, it will not. He will not.
谁爱世人？
God loves the world.
谁更爱我们了？
And God loves you and loves us even more.
我们要多认识神。
Yeah, we need to get to know more our God.
呀，和他成为一个父亲儿女的关系。
Become his children because he is our God and Father.
知道他爱我们。
We know he loves us.
我们也要爱他。
We love him back.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
待会我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的救主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你的恩典，主，今天把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for your grace and you give us your words today.
主，你警告我们不要做一个愚顽的人。
Lord, you remind us, don't want us to be a fool.
叫我能够更认识你。
Let us get to know you better.
叫我们知道，你不，没有经过你的许可，没有事情可以领导我们。
Let us know, without your permission, nothing bad will fall on us.
主啊，让我们在每一种情形之下都能看到你的恩典。
Lord, let us see you in whatever challenges or situations.
让我们走在光明里头。
And let us walk in light.
你就是道路、真理、生命。
You are the road. You are the truth, and you are the life.
离开你，我们就不能到父那里去。
Without you, we will be lost. We cannot get back to our Father, you.
我感谢你，赞美你。
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
愿主，你帮助我们每个人。
May you help each one of us.
让我们在你的光明里头 走完我们人生的道路,
Let us walk in your life until the end of our life journey.
让我们的生命可以荣耀你的名,
Let us to glorify your name with our life.
感谢你,赞美你,
We thank Lord, praise Lord.
荣耀归于你,
All glory to our Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名,
For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
大家请起立，我们来唱一首回应诗，感谢吴牧师给我们的话语，神的话语。 要像天色苍青那，有时雨黄风巨浪，虽然前路崎岖不平，有我主与我同行，我要永远赞美我的主。 你救主住在我心房，我要永远赞美我的主，你救主永活在我心，再也没有苦难悲伤，主永生，受苦不知我。 总让背影遮盖前路，我只有欢乐歌唱。我要永远永远赞美我的主，因救主住在我心房。我要永远永远赞美我的主。
请救主永活在我心。Amen，
请坐。感谢神，今天借着吴牧师的口警醒我们每一位弟兄姐妹，不要做愚顽人。 我想，没有任何人想做愚顽人，所以要明白如何才能不要做愚顽人，这是很重要。大家知道吗？从吴牧师今天到讲的道，能够知道我们如何才能够不做愚顽人吗？圣经的人告诉我们说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，我们要亲近神，亲近他的话语。